mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, John B. Wells is our guest. It's our final segment. I'll try to get to some calls here. It's just time runs out so quickly. Yeah, I see one of the callers wants to talk about solutions. The solution is stop complying with tyranny. Enforce against it. Get angry at it. Cops walk over and say you can't film in public. Say it's America, First Amendment. You film us. Stop acting like slaves or you'll become them. But you were getting to the point about that quote and the break cut you off about the Constitution and the establishment doesn't care about our Constitution, John B. Wells.
Yes. That quote that I read is from the book My New Order. That was Adolf Hitler talking. And so I would say that, and just connecting the dots here, women, get your men by their earlobes and gently tug them. Go to the PTA meeting. Sit down and read the books that your children are being issued in their schools. It took a long time for Hitler to rise to power. And the reason I've come back and come back and come back to Adolf Hitler is because he had one amazing juggernaut of a machine working for him. And what was behind it? Money. You see ThyssenKrupp elevators. That's Fritz Thyssen's company, the billionaire who bankrolled Hitler. That's Krupp, the cannon maker. You see AEG, Siemens, Merck. These are all Nazi-era companies. And I'll also tell you, as you know, Alex, and thanks to you, many of your listeners know it, IBM did business with the Nazi the entire duration of the war.
And it turns out he was basically their creation. You know, and again, that's a shadow of what they think of you. Bayer, same thing, shipping out HIV, AIDS blood. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, and they are cold-blooded. That's what unites them, and it's unbelievable. Here's a quote I partially gave yesterday. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on being received for good or evil in the superlative degree of comparison only. Let's jam in one final caller because I want to hear this. We got Morrissey, I think is what that says. Wants to talk about predictions. Go ahead. Maurice, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, how are you? Thank you very much for allowing me to get on.
Thank you, brother. Don't thank us.
Kudos,
yeah.
Kudos to both of you. Around the same time, not your show, which I wasn't able to watch, or your radio program, Alex, because it's not broadcast in South Florida, but videos via YouTube, as well as Coast to Coast, which I just happened across because I was working midnights around the time of 9/11. Both programs were responsible for opening my eyes. And I just want to thank both of you. Art Bell, indirectly, as he was leaving the programming, George and John yourself. I just wanted to say God bless both of you. Understand that there are a lot of people who have you, your family, your extended family, that is the people that you work with and their families, in thoughts and prayers. Really quick, I wanted to just throw out if maybe either of you, either of your shows, could at some point have a guest or a number of guests on that help individuals, you know, that are struggling with the dilemma of people that are very close to them, immediate family, so to speak, who don't have their eyes wide open and their ears.
Sure, we need to do some basic shows about the history of the New World Order, what its goals are, you name it. CaravanToMidnight.com, JBWells.com. JB Wells, call the callers, everybody. Sorry, a few callers we can't get to. Back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you, Mr. Wells.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
There goes John B. Wells. I am your host, Alex Jones, signing off for now. Very special stuff tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. 7 o'clock Central. You do not want to miss it. Then it'll be on InfoWars tomorrow.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
World is entering its final preparations right now. The public is in a narcissistic, catatonic, brainwave system, very close to sleepwalking. And the New World Order is moving forward with their entire takeover program. There are still large portions of the public that are awake and still conscious. But we are in a crisis of biblical proportions for this species right now and for our entire future. There is news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the auxiliary site. If you can't get to InfoWars.com, that is bone-chilling when you tie it into the historical ramifications of it and the way it's just being put out there like it's no big deal. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. DOD instruction, kind of like the DOD instructed Cody Wilson not to put up the plans for a .380 caliber single-shot plastic handgun. This is the way the new system works. DOD instruction seeks to abolish posse comitatus, grease skids for military coup. And I agree with this article. I worked on this article with Paul Watson this morning. A recent, notice now it's just an instruction. Not like the IRS gives an instruction, no court, no jury. We're going to take your bank account. Or major banks just take your house, even though it's paid for a decade ago and they never had the deed. Doesn't matter, the courts do what they're told. In that case, they do go to court and take your house. They can take whatever they want because they have the mem of the guns. And the political power goes out of a barrel of a gun. And nobody's going to ask why breast cancer is exploding in the Western world to thousands of percentile points what it was 50 years ago. We're just going to say, well, we're going to start removing women's breasts at puberty. That'll be the new thing. And then pretty soon we won't even be able to live past five or six without massive medical intervention. And no one will ask, why are we all dying of cancer? Why are we all have autism? Why is everybody getting testicular cancer? Why is everybody getting bone cancer? Gee, it's not the GMO where all the studies say they're doing that. Gee, it's not the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. No, no, no. It's none of that. Let's just take our young girls in to have their breasts removed. You can't have breasts now. Now enjoy that bisphenol A. And don't put down women. Support them having double mastectomies at age 12. If you don't support double mastectomies, you don't like women. If you don't like aborting babies, you don't like women. This is the new fruits of America. Women with their breasts all being cut off preemptively. And 1 in 50-something with autism from 1 in 25,000. And neurological disorders everywhere. I sit there in restaurants and watch people, and about half the restaurant, whether somebody's 12 years old or 60, they've got Parkinson's-type diseases, twitches, people can't talk. People can't talk to you. People don't understand English. People don't see anything. They just walk around bumping into walls. People are walking around falling in fountains. People walk off cliffs now. The brain waves are lowering. The IQs are lowering. And those of us that see everybody falling out around us, we're the bad ones. And it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And the Pentagon says they're preparing for absolute civil collapse and disturbance. And they've got the army manuals, how they're going to put you in the camps, how they're going to take your kids, how they're going to process your social security numbers, how they're going to put digital photos of you, the work brigades, because, you know, you're going to have to work when you're in the camp. The forced labor, they call it re-education, directly out of Stalinist or Maoist China. And then I'm the bad one. I'm the bad one. Because when somebody talks to me, I listen to them. I'm the bad one because I've read the Bill of Rights and Constitution and have studied constitutional law. I'm the bad one because I've studied quantum mechanics. I'm the bad one. And it's going to get crazier and crazier. Folks, you're going to see collapse of civilization. You know, sometimes I hear all the fear-mongering ads on this radio network, and you know what? I think, man, that just sounds crazy. But then I go, well, I guess, you know, for the awake people, that's who listens to this show, and I guess I'm getting all this stuff, too. You know, some of it goes over the top, like, this video is going to get taken down, so you better go look at it. But I guess they are starting to pull a lot of the videos, so I guess it's kind of true. FM 3 dash, yeah, we'll put that Army internment. Good job, guys, getting that. FM 3-39.40, internment and resettlement operations, February 2010. And it says, they use the term, the re-education camp. How about, next they'll use the death camp. And they'll be like, well, what's wrong with the death camp? And we all fetishize the uniform. And, ooh, I watch the public when cops walk into place. Everyone gets scared. So they have Stockholm Syndrome. Whether the cops are good or bad, everyone gets scared. And the cops sit there looking at everybody. Look, everybody's scared of me. And people come over and bow and like you know, chimpanzees. They go up to the head chimpanzee and bow before it. And I mean, it's just like, and you're all going to get what you want. You're going to get the cancer, the neurological disorders, all of it. You want death. You know, it hit me. We've killed something like 53 million babies now in this country via Roe v. Wade. 53 mil. Yeah, but they're not humans. So now they're saying they're going to kill babies up to age 3. We went out yesterday in 15 minutes and talked to 30 people. 20 of them, a round number. Jakari's gone over the video. Merit tonight or tomorrow. 20 of them wouldn't talk to us. The 10 that did in 15 minutes. Because that's the drill. You got 15 minutes to talk to people. 4 of the 10 that would talk to us, or 40%, we said, now we're going to kill children up to age 3 if the parents have trouble taking care of them or if the state wants to. Post-birth abortion. And they said, yes, I support that. One woman had her kids with her, with them holding her hands. Okay, we're going to kill kids. It's for a woman's right to choose. She's like, my right to choose? Well, yeah. Yeah, I do an evil laugh because it makes me sick. I can actually look into that world in the New World Order, and it makes me want to throw up. And it makes me want to run to the South Pacific into the most primitive island I can find that's got like one fishing village. It makes me want to get my kids and my wife and haul butt out of here so fast. But you know what? There's no running. It's going to be worldwide. There it is. Daughters should have the right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not a real person, claims Oxford academic. Well, that's nothing. Look at the Journal of Bioethics last year. No one believed us on this for a week. They said kill kids up to age 3 who are even healthy. And then I was the bad one for pointing that out. It was Paul Watson discovered it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, this morning I was exercising in a local city park, and they had a bunch of field trips out there, and you could hear the sound of laughing children running around, and older teenagers jogging. There was some kind of school event with a track team, and they had a school band out there at one area tuning their tubas and things, and boom, 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 boom. It's kind of like, you know, happy carnival music. As I was jogging, and then I sat there stretching, and my iPhone was in the car, so I didn't tape it, but it was like beautiful sun coming out, a little bit of clouds, springtime, you know, music, instruments being tuned, the sound of kids all around me, that chattering happiness. And see, there's going to be no announcements of our mass extermination. It's going to be done incrementally. There's going to be no, you know, no discussion of where's all the death coming from. It's all going to be, what's the cure? How do we fix it? Never a discussion of why is it all happening. Never a discussion of the statistics rising. Never a discussion of, you know, why do you see kids get off a bus and a third of them look like they've had electroshock therapy? And then I see the people, and I see the walking wounded. I mean, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking. I'm like, my God, a third of these people have neurological disorders, tics, clearly are ill. They're even out here trying to exercise to get past this. We're all being murdered. And it's all being done to you know, it's an allegory to symphony music. Like when you go in, you know, to the euthanasia clinic, at the end of Soylent Green, and it's the only place beautiful in the society, and it's beautiful Mozart and Beethoven and beautiful pastoral scenes while you're given the aphrodisiac, you know, opiate-based kill weapon. And that's it. It's all the entertainment, the glitz, everyone trying to be a movie star, everyone being an egomaniac, everyone being some weird, crazy narcissist. And all I want to do is run to a mountain keep and never see anybody again but my family. I don't like being around people. I don't like being around all the stupid people. And you know what? I figured it out. The New World Order doesn't like being around you either. They're killing you, and you love it. You love it. You want to be killed. You like it, and you are going to be. Made me sick. That's why Oprah Winfrey is meeting with Rockefeller and all of them to discuss population. They're discussing when do they release the bioweapons. They're discussing Will they survive when they go underground? They're discussing the latest life extension technologies they're being given.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. And I just tell it like it is. You know, I love humanity. I love good, innocent people. But the people I don't like are the folks that think being cynical and corrupt is a winning attribute, and who think going along with things is a good idea, and who are so intellectually lazy that they're not aware of what's going on. I mean, the government is gearing up for total and absolute societal collapse. And we are sitting here right in the middle of this. And then we try to point it out, and we're the bad guys. Look at this article. Look at this headline. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. DOD instruction seeks to abolish posse comitatus, grease skids for military coup. A recent Department of Defense instruction alters, it's just an instruction, that's all you need. Maybe they'll instruct you to jump off a cliff. You'll have to do it. Alters the U.S. code applying to the military's involvement in domestic law enforcement by allowing U.S. troops to, quote, quell civil disturbances, that's a quote, domestically without any presidential authorization. See, first, there's no Congress needed, totally unconstitutional. Then NATO's the boss, then the president's the boss, then, oh, with the military. Now, what's the number one threat in history to take over a sovereign system? Military.
What are you, anti-military? Caesar did good bringing in the military taking over. I like the Latin American coup d'etats. Large fry, pie, large coffee.
I mean, this is just so out of control. Greasing the skids for the de facto military coup in America, along with the wholesale abolition of posse comitatus. I mean, it was a big deal when they created plans if there was a nuclear attack that took out Congress and the president to let a general respond. And they have gone back and forth allowing that in U.S. code and law. Now you've got the executive telling Congress, you can't see PDD 51. You can't see our civil unrest plans. That's classified. They tell the Armed Services Committee and the National Security Committee, and they tell the Homeland Security Committee that. I mean, that's Congress, the power of the purse. That's the bosses of this. That's the football coaches who then give the executor, the president, the quarterback. But now it's not even the quarterback taking over. Now the players. And again, the Congress, they're all going along with, well, the military can deal with the American people if something happens to the president. There's not even a discussion of chain of command, Secretary of State, you know, Vice President, Secretary of State, Speaker of the House, on down the line. Now it's just, we don't even need that. It's the military. And the military says, and we've got to get these clips from last year and play them today if we can. I just thought of this. When they said, no, we get our orders from NATO now. So this actually is a NATO coup over America. Just like in Ireland and in Greece and in Italy, they go, oh, we just appoint the leaders now, the finance ministers, the presidents, the prime ministers from Goldman Sachs. We don't have elections anymore. We just appoint the emergency restructuring, and as a technocrat, you know, bankers know best. You signed on to our debt. Now we say you're in debt. And the average person doesn't know the three branches of government. They sure don't know what this is. And, man, they say they're gearing up in this for collapse, civil unrest. And then it references, of course, the new Army manuals that are 3 years old that deal with re-education camps. Folks, they actually call them that. How they're going to interrogate us, how they're going to break up our families. I mean, my God, they're going to start it. They're going to come after everybody. Just like they're telling state police all over the country, prepare to confiscate Christians' guns. And let me tell you, the average public will follow orders. The average person, if they told them, I'm not joking here, bring your five-year-old for execution, the average American would do it. I mean, let me tell you. I'm about to throw up. And you know, I try to take more time off. I can't do it. And this is driving me to the point of just pulling my hair out. Because we need to be repenting, folks, and on our knees before God. And we need to be at the city councils, the county commissioners, the state houses, the street corners. We should be running around like our hair is on fire over this. But we're not. It's like, okay, more tyranny. Okay, they're spying on us without warrants. Okay, they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Okay, they admit they're doing it to reduce our population. So what? Who cares about those documents? Oh, so the GMO, you know, is sterilizing the rodents. So what? Oh, we're getting sterilized? So what? I mean, it's just night.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to your phone calls and get to the news. I'm going to get to all the ongoing Obama scandals the next hour. Take your calls on that as well. It's just this. Global crime syndicates have used our open society to come in and to infiltrate and to basically fully take over. Except they haven't taken over the free press completely. They haven't taken over you individually yet. And they haven't totally bankrupted you yet. But they are devaluing the dollar now at an accelerated rate. Everywhere I go, things cost more. Everywhere I go, I see security everywhere and people being bossed around and felt up and military on the streets, even in Austin and TSA. That we are being prepared. And it's in all the Army manuals. So we need to understand that if we don't expose this, they're going to go ahead with the plan to roll all this out. And the branding behind the scenes has gone from Al-Qaeda is who they're going to be fighting, but they're going to be fighting people wearing John Deere caps, literally. That's who, if you go to the urban warfare drills, we've shown you the footage, that's who they're trying to fight, and that's what their own FBI, MIAC, Homeland Security manuals that are in the news. And I covered that 4 years ago, and it was crazy. Now everybody listening knows that's been all over mainstream media with Big Sis defending it. And I'm not trying to scare you. I am climbing the walls on air and off of air. I am climbing the walls trying to figure out how to stop this, trying to figure out how to get the general public out of their trance. I am doing the very, 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 very best I can. And, you know, I talk to so many people, prominent people off record, you name it. And they go, yeah, no, it's about what you say. I have to apologize. It just sounded so crazy, but I guess we didn't look at history. And yes, it's probably worse than you're saying. Well, what are you going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing you can do. The public's too dumb, too narcissistic. And so we're just going to sit here. I mean, it's never a majority that stops things. It's never a majority that takes over and does bad things. But, you know, my main frustration is also that I care about people. I have extreme empathy, not sympathy. Once something's already happened, I don't just have a fake sympathy. I don't say fake little sympathetic things to act like I care. I get hit in my stomach. I literally, like, channel what I see other people going through. And it is torture. Now, I mean, having a lot of empathy means I have a lot of perception. I'm very alive. So are you out there. I run into our listeners on the street and just the lightning in their eyes, the spirit they have. And so I know you know the frustration, but there's also, I'd rather be enjoying fine art, fine music. I would rather be spending time outside. I would rather be spending time with my family. I resent the New World Order. I resent the fact that they're so wicked and so stunted and twisted. And I'm just so sick of not just the establishment being evil and corrupt, but the general public being that way. And that's what the establishment always says. The Times off record, I've been offered jobs and, you know, by the establishment over the years. They're always like, Alex, the public's even worse than we are. They would tear you apart if they could. You know, they hate you because you're talented. And of course, that's an appeal to arrogance, an appeal to ego, but it's true. But I will not join evil so I can sit back and with them and laugh at everybody and then do everything I can to keep people in the dark forever. See, that's the thing. They've done this to the public. They've made people immoral and corrupt and wicked. They've certainly thrown fuel on the fire. And my spirit cannot join with evil. But it doesn't matter. At some levels, because it just becomes evil anyways. Or they paint you as evil so that even though you do good work and want to help people, they will paint you as evil so the weak-minded see you as evil. And so whatever you do gets turned to evil. But it's not going to go on much longer. Man, the rotting is accelerating. And I just think about the foster children drugged on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 drugs with their teeth falling out, dying of convulsions. I think about just the mutation of humanity. It's like an alien species came down on the earth, took over the government, and is running a computer program of how to incrementally dumb us down, soft kill us, medium kill us, and then hard kill us. Because, you know, if they kill you right away, people would resist. But if they slowly kill you, no one knows where it's coming from unless you scientifically study it, and then it's all there, and you're like, my God, look, they say they're doing it. And the public's like, sure they are, because they're already in the throes of it, and then you can't get mad at them because they've already been taken over by it. And then you run into other smart people, and they have decided to use the techniques of control on other people around them so they can, quote, get ahead. And then that just adds to the whole culture of other people going, well, I'll just cheat to get ahead. And then everyone gets more and more selfish, and society collapses. I mean, we went out on the street, and 4 out of 10 people said that they should be able to kill their children up to age 3. The state should be able to kill children that are healthy. That it's a woman's right to choose to kill her child. It's a woman's right to have both their breasts removed before they even have any signs of cancer. Well, if it's a right, better go out and do it. It's a woman's right to get a Gardasil shot that doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus and the cancer. The insert says it. But so what? It's hyped up. It's what women are doing. And they go, boys, little dirty boys, you could give girls the virus. You need to take the shot. And then it turns out the shot just so happens to lower fertility and give you autoimmune diseases a large percentage of the time and kill people as well. And it's like, big deal, it kills people. Big deal, flesh-eating and other bacteria are killing hundreds of thousands a year. Big deal. You know, deer all the time are jumping through car windows, killing 200, 300, 400 a year, depending on the year. Terrorism kills less than 100, but it doesn't matter. It's so sexy to roll around in fear and be scared of terrorists under every bush. And more and more, it is just mind-controlled, arrested development, bumbling people. And it doesn't make me feel good that they're so stupid, that they're so pathetic, that they're so weak, that they're so cowardly. It freaks me out. And it makes me want to remove myself from society. Because, you know, I walk out of a restaurant with my kids and a motorcycle gang sitting there revving their things, looking at me like they think they're tough. I mean, you might actually be able to deal with me, maybe, but not before I go like a caveman and literally bash 2 or 3 of your brains out. And I'm scared of that, man. I can't put up with all of the fake people anymore. All the phony tough. I just am so sick of the gangs, the cop gangs, the motorcycle gangs, the bureaucrat gangs, the lisping fake liberal gangs, the good old boy gangs, the country club gangs, the trendy gangs. They're not real people. They're these robots in schools of swimming amoebas. And then I go study the actual controllers of the entire program. And they're not even that smart. I mean, they would know you're not going to get away with this. It will blow back on you. And then they even say that in a lot of their writings. They go, but it doesn't matter. We want to do it. Because all there is the darkness. All there is doing something bad because you can do it. All there is screwing people over because you can get away with it. And that's what the smart guys do. That's what the winners do. That's what the cool people do. I mean, I sit here and I read these army manuals where they're training for high treason to lock us up and torture us and re-educate us. And no media will even pick it up because that's just too hardcore. No media will pick up the paper targets where they're training to shoot little kids. And it was confirmed, but no one will cover it. But us. You think I like being the most hardcore, most awake, most focused? It is dangerous. I don't know. I just this world is so fake. It's so plastic. It is such a manifest fraud that I just can't partake of it. None of it. Almost all of it is diseased and rotten. And there are some good things there. But my God, if we don't say no to all of this now, I mean, if people don't really start freaking out over what's going on and recognizing it and getting out of your learned helplessness and out of your trance, it's over, folks. What's going to happen is going to make, and it's already ongoing, what happened in the government orgies of death in the last century pale in significance. The United Nations is in mainstream news, back of the paper, like it's a good thing, going into villages in Central South America, Africa, and Asia, and killing whole villages. I mean, they go in and they, like, something out of Morlocks and Eloys, Planet of the Apes, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they go in and they chase them down and they kill them. And then I sit there on the phone with, like, you know, Bloomberg writers, and I'm going, you know, our government did this and that. It's on record. We're not going to discuss that and giggle. Well, you know, the UN's doing this. Can I send you the article? Yeah, right. It's just they're like children. They have no idea. And the people that write the articles normalizing killing people think they're like on some winning team doing this. None of you are going to get out of this. Your kids aren't going to get out of this. None of you are going to get out of this, you idiots. Oh, my God, help me. So the Army's preparing for massive civil disturbances and societal collapse and to operate outside the President or Congress. I mean, that's such a big deal. In fact, I'm even surprised by that. You would think the criminals that run the government would, you know, they've got their own puppets. But, I mean, I guess that's the ultimate puppeteering. Now they just got to buy off the generals like the Nazis did with the Vichy French and have them stand down. Or they can do a big false flag, nuke Congress when it's in session, whatever, and then just say the military's in charge. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk about, you know, go after Obama, do this and that. He needs to be impeached, but nothing physical needs to happen to him. They could go get rid of Obama, and then we'll get behind the military restoring order. That's what everybody keeps saying, and it'll just be something even worse. And you can see all the preparations, man, because they know it's all about to collapse. They engineered it this way, but I don't think they can reverse it now. We've gotten that deep into it. It's like a perpetual motion machine. Or a doomsday machine. You know, once it's counting down, it's very hard to shut down. And it's counting down now. It's 2 minutes to midnight. It's and they're lining up. You know, they're uncloaking, and I'm like, red alert, red alert. Here it is. Red alert, red alert. We've been named as the enemy. Red alert. People are like, why don't you shut up, you extremist? So what if they take my bank account? I'm going to salute them, and so they're going to be nice to me. Is everybody who laughs on the surface, when you really talk to them, for a minute they'll lower the laugh and you'll see they're scared. But they're scared, they know. So at least people out there know that there's something dangerous going on. Your sixth sense that God gave you, you know. But here's the thing, you don't know how bad it really is. And only the realization of how much trouble we're in is going to get us out of this. And I'm telling you, if you study criminology, especially in domesticated populations, you can go to a horrible third world warren of crime and look at the statistics. If somebody tries to corner a woman or somebody tries to suck a kid into a van, the kid runs immediately and doesn't go. The woman fights back. You go to civilized Western nations of domesticated schlubs, 7-8 times out of 10 in the last 30, 40 years of the criminology, a woman can know she's being kidnapped to be put in a van, and she still is so scared to admit it's happening, she'll go and do it. And men will do it. And that's why you can walk up to people and say, we want Nazi Germany in America to keep us safe, and so Obama can take our guns, and 9 out of 10 people in L.A. will sign it. Because they're scared and they just want to do what the government says. Yeah, we've actually gone out with Mark Dice and you know, said, let's bring in fascist Nazi rule for Obama. And they say yes. And they know what Nazis are. But they hear Obama. Oh, I'm part of the team. It's a woman's right to kill her child up to age 3. And the women are like, yes, I like that. That's power. See, the powerless who've never had a chance to have any small power that they built themselves, then don't appreciate it and know how dangerous it is. So then they just imagine, like a moth to flame, that it's some great fulfillment they're going to have. And then they see through the black uniforms and the nighttime Nazi rallies, they see this majesty, this reflected glory, that they are going to be empowered even in their own destruction. Because they were never made to hunt as children. They were never made to fight as children. They were never put through tribal rituals, good, wholesome, ancient rituals. They were put through modern rituals. When I say modern rituals, 6,000-year-old and up. Dehumanizing rituals of fraud, where the headdress is why you have status, not because you instinctively know where to take people to find the gain. It's a world of fraud. It's Planet Hoax. And I'm just looking for people that are still human and have a soul and a heart who want to stand against this, because it's the only shot we've got. And I'll take your calls, and John B. Wells is coming up. There's so much news here on this Friday edition.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Literally got, no exaggeration, like 15 different video clips I want to get to. I've got clips, an article up at Infowars.com from a local news station where the robbers come in the home invasion and then put the guy in his closet, but he has his guns in the closet. So he comes out and shoots them. And they're like, the police are not going to charge the homeowner. He's lucky. I mean, it's like, yeah, the greatest crime is defending yourself in this country. Robbers shove homeowner in closet where he kept his guns. Oh, and they got bandits out there in their clown outfits talking about it. And then we got a bunch of, we got all the big scandal stuff, which is important, because it is important to bring people to justice. But then you find out the IRS official, not, you know, that ran all the stuff for Obama, obviously, and Holder and others and those above them, that you know, talk show hosts and media journalists would get audited. And now that those that have complained are being fired, because you're not supposed to talk about how you got, you know, how you got harassed. You're not supposed to stand up for yourself. Again, that's the greatest crime. Shoot robbers, you're bad. You know, get audited for your political views, speak out against it, you know, you're bad, you're fired. I think that's why I get so wound up. I come in here and read all this news and see it all, then I get on the air, I'm just sick of it, man. I'm sick of the tyrants, and I know you're sick of it, too. And we're going to beat them together. But I think at the same time, we've got to admit how bad it is. Because then we know we've got to turn this around. We've got to stop putting a perfume on this thing, this pig. So we got all that coming up. And we got a bunch of other clips here today. I think we're going to premiere tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. He says it's done, but I'm going to see it today and see if I want to add anything. We did this, I don't know, 6 months ago, and it's one of the literally over 100 things we've never gotten done because we just do so much and then never complete it because we love Liberty, have a great team. Because once you work here and see all this, you don't want to stop fighting it. You know, it upsets you. And by the grace of God, we've assembled a really good group of people. We all of us need your prayers. Because to be in and around this is very stressful. And I need your prayers as well. But we did something really fun to try to illustrate the Second Amendment. Dealing with laser beams and particle beams, I went out and bought some of the most powerful consumer grade. You can get even more powerful industrial ones, but that takes a license and stuff. We could have done that. But we went out and bought like $400, $500 lasers, a blue, white laser, and a green laser, and we recreated a laser battle with Star Wars figures. This will definitely go viral. And then it's filled with news about directed energy weapons. It's got 50 cals shooting armor. I mean, it's pretty wild video, and it's got me in there talking about it. So that's going to premiere tonight on the Nightly News, and if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, I mean, we need our own platform with all the censorship happening on YouTube. We post all the stuff we do on YouTube a day or so later, but they try to censor it. We have to fight and file in court to keep this thing up. I mean, it's a big hassle, but we do it. But if you just want to go see it all in high def and in high quality and see it when you want and be able to give up to 30, 40 people your passcode, 11 people can simultaneously log into the website at any one time. But most people won't be logging in at the same time. So I'd say you can share it with 30, 40 people. Create an original username passcode with your $5.95 a month membership and share it with friends and family. They call it Operation Awaken the Sleeping Giant. PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And hopefully we can find a future for humanity based on decency and truth. And not the science of lies and fraud and scumbaggedness. Become a member today of PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates,
price. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.